Right now, Salmon Creek supplies about a third of Juneau's water, while most comes from Gold Creek in Last Chance Basin. CBJ Engineering Director Rory Watt told the Assembly that's partly because Salmon Creek is not available year-round.
So since Salmon Creek is a surface water source and is subject to seasonal turbidity, at times we have to take it offline because of the murkiness in the water. We could keep it online all the time if we filtered it.
Watt recently completed a draft report on Juneau's water system, requested by the Assembly as part of its review of the AJ Mine. The report outlines several scenarios for future development of the system, with and without a gold mine operating in Last Chance Basin. Watt said one of the more attainable scenarios would involve converting Salmon Creek into a year-round supply while diverting water from the AJ Mine drainage tunnel away from Gold Creek.
It's the most neat and tidy. It identifies the solution to potential contamination at Gold Creek, and it identifies a volume supply increase for losses at Gold Creek.
Watt said he would expect a mining company to pay for the cost of diverting the AJ drainage tunnel, but the city would have to pursue the Salmon Creek filtration system on its own. He said a facility capable of filtering 4 million gallons of water per day would meet the city's current peak usage. Watt estimated a plant that size would cost about $6 million, but a larger facility would allow for growth in water consumption.
If we were to go down the road of pursuing a filtration plant, there would be a lot of further investigation about which type of filtration plant would be best for Juneau, and there would be a lot of discussion about sizing that plant and what size would be most appropriate.
Mayor Bruce Botello suggested a resolution expressing conceptual support for a Salmon Creek filtration system without identifying a funding source. If the Assembly wishes to pursue it, Botello said the plant could eventually be added to the city's long-term capital improvements projects list or put to voters as part of a 1% sales tax measure. But at this point, the mayor said the resolution would be a way to gauge public support.
The reason I suggest the resolution is that it would create an avenue for the public to specifically comment to us on that proposed course of action.
Assemblymember Karen Crane said sorting out the city's water supply issues should come before any decision on whether to reopen the AJ.
We heard even from many pro-mine people who spoke and gave testimony that water was also an issue for them. And I just am not prepared to go any further with anything until we come up with a plan for water.
Mine or no mine, Botello said the city should look to improve its water system. He said continuing to have two sources of drinking water, Salmon Creek and Gold Creek, would best serve the public.
I see it as a confluence of interests, both in terms of community sentiment about having redundancy in our water supply, and it also, I think, coincides with the interests of advancing mining were that to come, but it's in its own way standalone.
The draft resolution will come back to the Committee of the Whole and be refined before possibly being moved to the full Assembly. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.